Welcome to The Wavelength, a podcast series by LTTS, where we explore ideas, innovations, and technologies shaping the future. In each episode, we sit down with industry leaders, visionaries, and changemakers to uncover how emerging technologies are transforming businesses, industries, and our everyday lives. From AI and digital platforms to engineering breakthroughs and beyond, this is your front row seat to the conversations that matter most in the world of tech and innovation. Let's dive into the conversation.
Welcome to The Wavelength, a podcast series by LTTS, where we explore ideas, innovations, and technologies that are shaping our future. In every episode, we sit down with industry leaders, visionaries, and changemakers and discuss about the emerging technologies that are changing the world around us. From engineering breakthroughs to digital and AI platforms, this is your front row seat for hearing about the conversation that are changing the world of technology and innovation. I'm Forum Deber, and in today's episode, we are joined by a leader who started his career as a scientist at the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and he later transformed to a key business leader in the IT and engineering service industry. He has had the experience of being in the leadership council, dealing with clientele from various industries in oil and gas, chemicals, FMCG, and various other domains. Please welcome Mr. Subrat Tripathi, the Chief Segment Officer for Process Industry at LTTS. Welcome to the podcast, Subrat. We are glad to have you here.
Thank you, Forum. Appreciate you inviting me to this Wavelength series. It's an honor to be here.
So, Subrat, before we start talking about the industry trends and the theme of today's episode, we would love to know about your journey, how you entered as a scientist at ISRO, and how you where you are today, a key business leader.
Sure. So, before I became a scientist, actually, after I finished my engineering, I did work 2 years in a manufacturing because that was my passion when I was a student. After 2 years in a manufacturing in the soft floor, I was so lucky to get an opportunity to get into ISRO and move from a manufacturing to an R&D world and wearing the scientist hat. I worked there for 4 years, and it was an incredible journey for 4 years where I was able to work with APJ Abdul Kalam. Everybody knows, he needs no introduction. And had the opportunity to work with two major missions of ISRO, ASLV and PSLV. Later in 90s, when the IT world was booming, I got attracted because the patch was much greener on the IT side. So I made a change to the service industry in 97. And since then, for the last 30 years, it has been an incredible journey in the service industry across IT and engineering services.
Amazing, amazing to know that. So I'm sure that when you were dealing with crucial projects like ASLV and PSLV, you might have faced certain challenges in your journey, and there must be some pivotal moments, you know, challenges, but you overcome that, and something which you would be feeling proud of. Can you share
absolutely.
Something like that?
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. There was one of such event that happened during the ASLV mission, where the new chairman of ISRO, you know, wanted to take ISRO commercial. And all of a sudden, we were asked to accommodate a payload from Belgium, and the rocket was not designed for it.
Oh.
And the rocket was already getting stacked at the launch pedestal. And I got to be the lucky one to be chosen as one of those team members to validate if the rocket can take that additional payload, and we came out successful. And that was the event when I encountered with Mr. Abdul Kalam, and that's a memorable event in my life.
That's amazing to know, I would say. So now moving on to the segment for our episode. So you have dealt, and of course you have met several clients and the major logos of oil and gas, chemical, FMCG. So in general, what would you feel like? What is responsible manufacturing in general when we talk about the process industry?
See, sustainability as a concept has been there for a century or so, but I think it has taken a center stage over a decade or about. And the manufacturing companies are trying to become very, very responsible. And it is about producing goods that are produced in a manner that creates a sustainable world through safe practices and through ethically accountable supply chain.
Yes.
Okay. It emphasizes on reducing the environmental impact through optimum utilization of energy, optimum utilization of other resources, and to also meet the supply chain demand in the world. And by adopting modern technologies, manufacturers are becoming more responsible in not only driving operational efficiency, but they are driving productivity improvement. They are creating a safer working environment and also contributing to the community and the society in a meaningful way.
That's a very nice way to put what responsible manufacturing is, in short. Now, my next question to you would be that responsible manufacturing requires companies to strike a balance between productivity and sustainability. So how is this modern technology, you know, helping these companies achieve that?
Achieving a balance between sustainability and productivity using modern technology is on the rise. Manufacturers are making operations smarter, okay, more efficient, and more transparent, leveraging, okay, modern technologies. With tools like digital twin, AI-driven optimization, advanced process controllers, and real-time data analytics, manufacturers can simulate, monitor, and improve process efficiency.
Okay.
This reduces energy usage, minimizes waste, and lowers emission while maintaining and often increasing productivity or throughput. Modern tech also enables predictive maintenance to avoid downtime, identifies hidden inefficiencies, and supports better decision-making across the value chain, leading to higher productivity and improved sustainability performance simultaneously.
Okay, that's a very nice way to put it. Another key pillar of process industry is safety. So I have two questions for you when we talk about plant safety. First, how does safety intersect with the sustainability goals? And second, is safety a cost center or is it a value driver for the process industry?
Well, safety is no more a cost center, right? It's a value driver for sustainable manufacturing companies. Companies that invest in safety outperform on reliability, efficiency, and environmental performance. Fewer incidents in the shop floor means less downtime, low insurance cost, and better use of available resources.
Okay.
A strong and safe culture also boosts employee confidence and supports digital adoption and builds a trust with regulators and communities.
Okay.
Well, in short, safety strengthens sustainability outcomes and creates long-term operational reputation or reputational value,
okay,
for any business.
Of course. Now, let me change gears from safety to the most common buzzword, which is AI. So, what do you think AI means, or how AI is transforming the process manufacturing industry?
Well, AI is everywhere. It is transforming every industry, and process industry is not something that can shy away from AI, right? And AI is entering in every possible way, right? But from my perspective, as I see it, AI is transforming process manufacturing by making operations predictive, operations autonomous, and more efficient, okay? It is enabling real-time process optimization. It is helping predictive maintenance. It is also getting into quality control. and safety monitoring. Plus, it is also helping reduce energy uses and waste and of course, optimizing emission, right? Over the next few years, as far as process industry is concerned, AI will drive hyper-autonomous plants. AI will also help or assist operators with AI tools. It'll probably get transformed into a hybrid environment with physical plus AI models on the shop floor, and of course with a sustainably focused operation. It is going to help industry achieve higher productivity and help reduce the environmental impact.
Okay, that's lovely. So now that we've heard about all the pillars related to the responsible manufacturing, we would love to know what LTTS is doing for the plant modernization. What are the initiatives we are part of?
Well, great question, Puram. LTTS has been associated with the process industry close to two decades in providing various services, right? But over the last 5-7 years, we have matured to focus on two broad aspects, right? Plant built outs and plant modernization. LTTS plant modernization solutions are enabling customers to accelerate operational efficiency, okay? Through simulations and digital twins, LTTS is helping customers design and test process improvements virtually, okay? Our services in real-time optimization and advanced process controls helps enhance throughput while lowering resource consumptions and maintaining product consistency, okay? Combined with the end-to-end asset performance management services and integrated digital platforms, LTTS is enabling traceability, compliance, and continuous improvement across the plant operations. Together, these capabilities help customers achieve a balanced outcome as a responsible manufacturer.
Okay, that's lovely. So, for all of these factors, productivity, sustainability, and safety, which are happening in the process industry, from your viewpoint, where is our industry heading in the next 5 to 10 years when we talk segment-wise?
So, as you know, as LTTS, with our focus in process industry, we cater to customers in oil and gas, FMCG, and chemicals. If I give you a little bit of snippet on each of these segments, or rather sub-segments, oil and gas is going to continue to remain in demand. Today, I think the consumption is about 103 million barrels per day and is likely to go to 110 in the next few years or less than a decade or so. The FMCG demand, product demands are on the rise. COVID has triggered it in a huge way,
right?
But with the population likely to grow from 8 billion to 10 billion in next decade or a half, the demand is ever growing, right?
Of course,
and also coupled with the rising urbanization,
yes.
The demands are growing as well, right?
Correct.
And chemicals are rather, in the chemical segment, we see a huge upsurge in the petrochemical segment, and particularly with a focus in India and projected to grow 2x or more than 2x in the next decade, creates huge opportunities.
Right.
But if I look at next 5 to 10 years from my perspective, I do see the process industry heading towards more digitally connected, more increased focus on sustainability, increased focus on automated operations, right?
Okay.
Advancement will include in AI-driven optimization, advanced process controls, as I referred earlier, and more integration with renewable energy sources.
Okay.
Right? And of course, there will be a lot of focus on circular economy as well. Right.
Okay. Right.
Sustainability, carbon footprint reduction, and responsible manufacturing will remain central, coupled with improved focus on safety and efficiency.
So that is about the demand and the future outlook for the next 5 to 10 years. And there also would be potential challenges which we'll be facing as we progress with technologies and innovations. So what do you think are these challenges we would be facing in the near future when we talk about the, you know, the advancement in AI or responsible manufacturing per se?
There are potential challenges that will be faced by the industry,
right,
as we go through the transformation,
right,
in terms of skill gap, in terms of capital costs, in terms of capital costs for retrofitting legacy plants, regulatory compliance across geographies,
okay,
right?
Okay.
And managing complex and integrated environments with new technologies, with existing systems, will have its own challenge that, you know, time will only help us how to deal with it.
Okay.
In brief, the industry will focus on decarbonization, for sure, resource efficiency, supply chain resilience, and leveraging digital and AI technologies will scale up significantly.
Okay. So that concludes the questions on the theme of today's episode. And now coming to the most fun and engaging part of this segment, which is the rapid fire round. Mm. So I'll be asking you a few questions, and
okay,
the first answer you have in your mind, you can shoot. So the first question, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So the first question is, if you had to define the future of the process industry in just 3 words, then what would they be?
Sustainability, sustainable manufacturing, if I may. Digital for decision making.
Okay.
And of course, CapEx leaders.
Wonderful. Net zero or autonomous plants? What do you think would happen first?
Autonomous plants. Net zero is probably a little far from reality, but technology is real.
All right. If you were to invent a sustainable gadget, then what would it be?
Maybe a micro-scale instant carbon recycler.
Wow, that's a lovely answer, I would say. We wouldn't have thought of that. Okay. What message would you give or an advice to your younger self who started the career, or rather the younger engineer, the younger generation which is coming into the industry now?
Let me go back in time and think myself as think like a young engineer now. I think what will be very, very important is to stay curious. We are living in a very uncertain and a never normal world.
True.
So staying curious or staying or thinking ahead of others is going to be very, very important. Coupled with patience, resilience, and adaptability, right?
Okay.
These are as important as technical skills that one might need for long-term growth.
Right. What is that one leadership mantra you swear by? We have a lot of world leaders around us and we keep hearing their TED Talks. So what is that one mantra you would swear by as a leader?
Lead from the front, okay?
Okay.
Don't wait for somebody to tell you what needs to be done, right?
Right.
Lead from the front with full ownership, accountability, and responsibility.
There must be a book or a podcast or a movie you would have, which would have, you know, changed your perception or would have guided you in playing a leadership role. So do you have any such personal favorite of yours?
There's a book that has left a little lasting impression in me. This is a book called No Rules, Rules.
Okay.
By Reed Hastings, co-founder of Netflix.
Lovely.
Along with and Myers from INSEAD.
Okay.
This has taught me what is leading with context. Leading from front, but leading with context, right? I think that is something that I would recommend everybody to take a peek.
Okay. Are you a risk taker or a perfectionist? What would describe you better?
Both. 50-50.
Okay, that's interesting. So you'll say you'll strike a balance between both.
Yes.
All right. So if not technology, what was the alternate career you would have thought of going forward?
Well, if I did not become somebody in technology industry, what I am today, I would probably have pursued something in travel or hospitality industry.
Okay. Coffee or a tea or a good walk to clear your head?
Coffee, lots of coffee.
Okay.
I drink a lot of coffee. And the best thing I do to clear up my head is a decent walk with Max. Max, my lab, that helps me a lot.
All right. We would like to know a little bit about your hobbies. What do you do? You must be having some passion outside of work. So there must be something.
Well, there is very little time outside work to pursue a hobby these days. but I, you know, over the years, I have loved cooking. I love cooking. These days, I don't get much time, but I love to try different cuisines.
Okay.
When I taste something somewhere, and I try to reproduce that myself, and
okay.
I think I do a decent job.
That's a nice thing to hear about you. And one of my personal favorite questions, I'll say. So if you had a chance to, do an adventure sport like scuba diving or something related to water or sky or anything else. So you must be having that one activity in your mind which you would want to do in your lifespan. What is that one activity?
Well, lifespan, I want to do many things, but I think my... immediate on the list is probably taking an attempt on skydiving.
Amazing, amazing. Then, and what would be the next one, if I may ask?
Maybe scuba diving. I haven't thought about it. Maybe
okay.
I'll, do a deep dive into the water.
We would want you to, experience that fun. And that's it from the rapid fire round. It was really fun knowing your creative side and knowing your passion about technology, your message for young engineers, and of course your hobbies. Thank you so much, Subrat, for joining on The Wavelength in today's episode. It was nice knowing about responsible manufacturing and what are the trends happening in our process industry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the interaction and the opportunity to be part of this Wavelength series.
So that's it from today's episode. Thank you for joining us on The Wavelength. Stay tuned for more such interesting conversations.
Hope this conversation sparks new ideas and encourages leaders to think boldly about the future. Until next time, keep innovating and leading with purpose.